Hi, my name is Audrey, and today I'm doing a podcast on how to survive junior high. I just had a sister who went into seventh grade, and me being a ninth grader, I realized that there are some tips and tricks I have to help her and others to survive junior high and make it a really fun experience, because I know junior high can be a scary place. I've been there, especially as a seventh grader. There's a lot of new things, and it's very overwhelming almost. And with new people and new teachers, and my goal is to help you not be so overwhelmed and not be scared, because junior high should not be scary. It should be a fun place. And also, I know junior high can sometimes feel like a prison. We all have those classes where you're like, the teachers are trying to torture me, get me out of here. And some tips to help you not feel like that. I have my little sister Lauren with me. She just went into seventh grade, and we're going to be talking about the importance of making good friends. Making friends is so important. They really boost up your self-confidence if you're feeling low, and they're just a really essential part, especially in junior high, when you aren't with the same class all the time, and making friends is harder now. And so, Lauren, what are some of the problems you've had with, like, making and keeping good friends?
Well, it's actually not that hard to make a friend. All you really gotta do is say hi, and then bam, you guys are like the best of friends. But keeping friends is a little harder, because they just make other friends, and like, sometimes they're better friends and they just get sick of you and you don't really know why, so you're like, you always get depressed and you're like, why did you just ditch me? But you'll just never understand people.
I feel like especially in junior high, you have friends that you make in classes, you know, and like they're just kind of your acquaintances, like you'll talk to each other in that class and be all good friends in that class, and then you get to lunch and you have like your lunch group of friends.
Yeah.
And they're separate. As I mentioned before, junior high can be a scary place, and it really shouldn't. So some ways to make it not feel as scary is to de-stress and realize that school is important, but it's not the most important thing you're ever going to do, and if you fail a test, it's okay. So I found some tips for de-stressing that might help you. So number one is to socialize. Making friends is so important, as I just talked about. Number two is to exercise. And I know that feels like a pain. I'm with you. I don't like running the mile at school. PE isn't my favorite class, and I'm not that big in sports. But it can really help when you just want to burn some energy. Number three is to laugh. You literally cannot be sad while you're laughing. Laughing is what we do when we're happy. And so laughing just makes things feel happier. Number four is to write. We've all had those times when we've been mad at a person and we just need to vent. Writing can allow you to do that. Or when we're really happy and we want to remember that, writing lets you do that. It's so amazing. The next thing we're going to be talking about, again, I have my little sister Lauren with me, is one to do with bad teachers. They're the ones that make junior high feel like a prison. And so, Lauren, what are some traits you've had with bad teachers?
Well, sorry, I don't want to be rude to the AF teachers, but all of them suck besides one of my teachers. So what you do with that is you really just, you try to get on their bright side, and if that doesn't work, you just find a great way to transfer, and you just do that.
Sometimes transferring can be hard. I've never transferred out of a class. Debating about it right now, but I haven't. And yeah, they're just those teachers that don't really care about you, or like, they're like, I'm so close to retirement, get me out of here. And so transferring isn't always the right way, though. I mean,
yeah, first you try to get on their bright side, and if that still doesn't work and you like absolutely hate them, or you're like not learning anything in that class, then you just like come up with the best reason. And you go to your counselors and you're like, hey, I don't really like this teacher because whatever reason you came up with. And then they'd be like, okay, I'm transferring you. It's actually not that hard.
Unless your counselors kind of suck. Yeah, it gets interesting. So I found some tips on what to do with bad teachers. And a really good one I found was look for someone else to teach you the subject if you aren't going to transfer. Because if you aren't learning anything, then I mean, it's just hard. Like, I've had friends who've gone out of the class and have gone online to learn that subject, that particular subject, because sometimes it's just easier. I mean, I didn't learn anything in 7th grade math. It's okay, though. Another one is don't become an enemy to that teacher because it makes it worse. Would you agree on that one?
Yeah, because then they just hate your stinking little guts more, even though you hate their stinking little guts. But...
And, yeah. And, like, you want to, like, say some not nice things to them.
You don't want to say nice things.
Yeah, sometimes it's just, you just want to tell them what you
wanna,
think about them.
You just want to let out your emotions saying, hey, you suck. I just want to let you know that because it is bad.
Yeah, I agree with that. And so some ways I found to help with that is to talk to your parents about them, write about it, or vent to other people. So that way you don't actually say it in front to their face. Again, since Lauren just started junior high, and her junior high is a lot bigger than mine, it's easier to get lost in her junior high. It seems like a maze in your junior high. I don't get it. And I found with not getting lost, just to memorize the route of your classes and not focus on other things. What about, is that, you agree on that?
Well, kind of. Really, you just gotta, like, learn your, first you gotta learn your schedule, and then what helped me is, so I got a map. I use the map, like, the first week, and I always wrote, like, my schedule on the map, like, mm-hmm. in room 214, this is your A4 class, and I just went off, like, really, it's just memorization. You just gotta know the room number, really, you just gotta know the area, and you're good.
Yeah, I mean, always take the map. Always, especially for the first couple 2 weeks of school, have your schedule with you. I was checking that constantly, even as a 9th grader. And also, I mean, don't be afraid to ask teachers, other teachers, where a teacher that you're looking for is. One time, I was looking for a classroom, and the classroom I was looking for, I had the right room, but it wasn't there on the map. So I asked one of my teachers in that hallway, and he told me it was at the end of the hallway, and it wasn't there. And that classroom sent me to another place, and that classroom told me it was 2 classrooms down. So it can be a process sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, kind of going along with getting lost, we wanted to talk about what to do with bad bathrooms.
Good luck, you sevies.
Good luck, anyone. I found holding it really helps.
Unless you're about to pee your pants.
Yeah. Yeah, memorizing where the bathrooms are is very helpful. And memorizing where the goodish ones are.
Yes, because there's this one by the front doors that are like, they only have 2 stalls in there. And you're like, there's like almost 1,000 people in this school, and you're only putting 2 stalls in this bathroom, and it's disgusting. Like, honestly, so what you do is, so when you need to go to the bathroom, you like book it to the, not to the nearest one, but to the best one, because you don't want to use those true. Disgusting bathrooms, and like, just like run, just like take that hall pass and book it, and then book it back so you don't miss much stuff, unless it's math class, then you can make an exception for not booking it, but, you know, you just always gotta go to the good one, not the nearest one. The good one.
Yeah, our 7th grade bathrooms suck. And I don't know what it was, but with our PE bathrooms, we had 3 stalls, but 2 of the stalls wouldn't close. And we have ones, like, in the commons, and all the stall doors, like, open. It's really bad. And so, you know, we need to talk to the administration about those. We talked to our PE teacher about the stall bathrooms that don't have locks, and we now have all 3 stalls working again. It's really nice. And so don't be afraid to talk to the administration sometimes. But, yeah, there are just those bathrooms where you don't go in.
Yeah, they just suck. You just avoid those bathrooms.
You'll definitely learn which ones they are really, really fast. So,
like, if you're about to pee your pants, like, you're, like, on the bridge of it happening, then you may choose to go to the nearest one. But that's still, it's still, like, just a no-no. But, like, if you're, like, oh my gosh, it's gonna happen right at this moment, then yes, you should go to the nearest one.
Generally, you want to go before then, so that way you can make it to the good bathrooms.
But you know how sometimes it just hits, it just comes, and you're just like, okay, if I book it for the, like, sometimes you can't run when you're about to go.
It's true.
Yeah, that situation, I will allow you to go to the nearest one, but any other time, you just avoid those terrible, disgusting bathrooms.
Hopefully, after all of that, you guys feel a little bit better about starting junior high. Everyone is just as nervous as you. They're all starting it with you. Even if you're in 9th grade, it's still nerve-wracking going to school on the first day, and even the second day if it's AB day. And, you know, there's nothing to be ashamed of being nervous, and it almost helps you guys come together closer as a school because you're all starting this together. You're all going through the same struggles, the same nerves during school, the same struggles throughout school with tests and the stress that it brings. You're all going through it together, which I feel like is a very comforting thought because everyone relates to one another. You guys got this.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.